مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Today being the 8th of Dhul Hijjah 1446 and currently in Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Jerusalem, Palestine. It is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah 1446. It is a day of Arafah, a beautiful day, a momentous day in the life of every Hujjaj, Alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful day. The weather is hot, it's scorching, it's about 40, 42, 43 degrees in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the Hujjaj are in Arafah at the moment, and it is a blessed day for them. And we ask them to make dua for us that they are on the plains of Arafat. They remember the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their esteemed du'as. Being on the plains of Arafat, it's a magical feeling. It's a beautiful feeling of a lot of emotions. Your heart is a mixed emotions because firstly, Allah Ta'ala has invited you to perform the Hajj. And they say that Hajj is Arafat and Arafat is Hajj. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants us the opportunity to visit these Mubarak lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we're going to be trying to get a hold of. I did speak to a brother, a Haji, who is currently in the lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And we're just going to see if we're going to try and get him, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, we do have him online. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khairan so much for taking out the time. I know it must be very, very busy for you, getting the Hujjaj ready. And it's time, going to be time for wukuf, inshallah, very soon. So we're just getting everybody in order. Tell us, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, how is it? What is the emotion like, the atmosphere in and around on the plains of Arafah?
Alhamdulillah, everyone is actually settled in at the moment. The ministry officials aren't allowing anyone out of the camps due to the excessive heat at the moment. They are not going to be allowed out of the camp into Jabal Rahmah until 4 p.m. They aren't allowed to leave. So there is excessive heat at the moment. And for now, they have obviously all have gotten here around 5 this morning. In fact, we as TWF were the first to arrive here. So every year there's a draw taking place where between the operators, they select, they do a draw and they select an operator who's going to go first. So alhamdulillah, we have been the ones to have been chosen to get onto the buses first to Arafah. So our first Hujjaj arrived here around 5 a.m. this morning. And they've settled in and they've had their breakfast. And alhamdulillah, there's ample space compared to how it used to be last year and the year before. The aircon, the blowers are quite good this year, and even in Mina as well. So they really upped the game in terms of trying to take care of the Hujjaj. And therefore, the reason why they aren't allowed to leave the camps is due to health reasons, not because they don't want them to leave. So alhamdulillah, we all now getting up, getting ready to make wudu, get ready for Zohar Salah, and then wudu will set in around 20 past 12, inshallah.
Okay, that will be 20 past 11 our time, inshallah. Now, Brother Muhammad, you've been with TTW for some time, right? And in your experiences traveling and doing the Hajj operating, what difference is it compared to this year, compared to other years?
So, alhamdulillah, in Mina this year, look, the service provider that we're using this year, and they have been selected by the South African operators and Sahuk, Masharik Al Masiha. It's a large company, and they are manning quite a few countries. And the camps this year are not actually camps. So it's masonite boards around. They replaced the camps with these boards and sliding doors inside the camp. So that's a huge bonus. So there's no excessive heat coming through the camps because of this the new structure that's put in place. Even aircons. Now there is aircons in the camp. Last year was blowers. So the blowers are still there, but there's actually fully operational aircons. And to be honest, yeah, when we got to Mina, many people wanted the aircon off because it was so cold in there. So, you know, you can't really win. People want the aircon on, some people want it off. Now, the aircon is actually very, very cold. Like at night, they have to switch it off. So in terms of the services that they're offering this year, to from last year and the previous year, it's a big jump.
Now, Brother Muhammad, I know that you've been operating with the TTW, and every year from the build-up, from the time the Hujjaj received their names in the accreditation list, what difference have you seen with regards to experiences with the Hujjaj? Like, you know, different events that has happened over the years. Like, you know, I know you encounter a lot of people, different people over the years. Can you share with our listeners?
So from this year, what we've noticed is that the age group that's actually with us is between the age of 25 and 45. So there's not many elderly that's with us at the moment. And that's also due to one of the new regulations, the ministry regulations, where if you're over a certain age and you have certain medical conditions, etc., you're not permitted to perform Hajj. You know, Hajj is not farad on you, on those that are unable to perform Hajj. So it's more of the younger generation that's actually coming up to perform Hajj. Alhamdulillah, we have around approximately 1,074 Hujjaj, including our staff on the ground here as well. So we are manning the whole operation for 1,074 Hujjaj.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala accept. And I know, like, you've been going over the years for Hajj, and every year must be very, very different for you. You know, your emotions, like when you are boarding that plane from South Africa, it's a different feeling every time you visit Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So when we arrived this year, we were the first to arrive in Makkah around the 28th, 29th of April. And we were one of the fortunate ones to experience an Umrah in about 5 to 7 minutes on the first of Zulhijjah. So the Haram was like completely empty. You know, obviously due to the new official rulings where you're not permitted to be in the kingdom with the Nusuk card, and you know, you're not permitted to enter the Haram area without the Nusuk card. So that has really stopped a lot of people from entering Makkah during the Zulhijjah period. In terms of, like, when we actually performed our Umrah as our mission when we got here, it took us approximately 20 minutes to 25 minutes to complete our entire Umrah. It was about approximately 100 people on the Mataf on that specific day. So alhamdulillah, we are fortunate to get to perform that type of Umrah. And in the crowd as well at the moment, yeah, at Arafat at the moment, from where we stay, where we are situated from previous years, last year, the year before, speaking of, the crowds are not as big as it was last 2 years. So this is due to obviously previously illegal pilgrims that are trying to enter Arafat, Mina. So the security measures put in place, I think, is really working for them.
Now, Brother Muhammad, do you have any statistics for us estimated how many people, or should I say how many millions have arrived or will be on the plains of Arafat this year?
So from the news that we've been reading on the ministry social media and platform, I think before one Dhul-Hijjah, there was 1.5 million people that were in the kingdom or thus far. So I would assume we're predicting about 2 million, 2.5 million on the plains of Arafat, inshallah.
Inshallah. What's the weather like there?
Jay?
I say, what is the weather like?
So the weather was, when we got here in the morning, was around 38 degrees. Now it's hitting approximately 42 to 45 degrees. It's excessive heat at the moment. You can actually see the tarmac area. You know, there's a bit of like you can feel the heat that's coming out from the ground here as well.
Brother Muhammad, I say Jazakallah Khairan to you and taking out the time to speak to our listeners and giving them a live update from the plains of Arafat. Brother Muhammad, any message for your family back home?
Yeah, inshallah, our family and friends are all in our du'as, inshallah, and we hope to see them soon. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala brings them on the plains of Arafat soon.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan, Brother Muhammad, for taking out your time. May Allah Ta'ala accept your du'as. And please remember us at the radio station and Ummah at large, and also our brothers who are suffering in various war-torn countries.
Inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan.
Inshallah. Jazakallah.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
And my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that was Brother Muhammad Mulla from TTW and giving us a live update, alhamdulillah, from the plains of Arafah. And as you, he said that around 20 past 11 Central African time, that's next another 4 minutes, they'll be getting ready for the Dhuhr Salah. And they're like he was saying, that they're manning approximately plus minus 1,000 Hujjaj. And they were the first to be in the kingdom from the first of Dhul-Hijjah. He gave us various experiences that they managed to make a tawaf of less than 200 people. And, you know, that's amazing for such a crowd. And they had an opportunity. Normally, when you make a tawaf and you go in the mataf area, it is jam-packed, you know, like you say, bumper to bumper. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave them the opportunity to make such an umrah with ease. May Allah Ta'ala accept and grant us all the opportunity to visit the blessed lands of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. Let's not forget, inshallah, later on between 11 and 1, we will be crossing over live to the plains of Arafat. We're going to be having the khutbah from Arafat, and there will be a translation by Mona Zaid Khan. And inshallah, we're going to be trying and getting a hold of our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab, and he will be giving his input as well. If you have any messages that you'd like to send to your beloved family and friends who are gone abroad for this blessed pilgrimage of Hajj, you can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, we're going to be trying to get a hold of one of the Hujjaj who is currently there. And I did speak to them this morning, and inshallah, we're going to be, he spoke to us yesterday as well, Brother Abdullah Abu Bakr, and he was very excited that it was his first Hajj as well, and he was with his family, and if I'm not mistaken, he left three girls behind. And inshallah, we're going to be trying to get a hold of him. We just try to contact him right now, and we'll see inshallah if he answers. And let's make dua that I know he's going to be probably busy getting ready for a salah and the wukuf, but nonetheless we make dua that we're trying to get the hold of him, and let's see if he does answer. But it's a beautiful feeling, you know, when you're on the plains of Arafah at the time, and you're waiting, and your Hajj operators are explaining to you that, you know what, this is a Mubarak land, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam was there as well. They also passed through those Mubarak lands, and you know, we should have that respect for the land. You know, for, you can't even call it a land because it's so Mubarak that there's so many events, Islamic events that happened in on the plains of Arafat. And we just got a message from my brother saying that he's going to call. We can call back in a few minutes. So inshallah, we're just going to give you a rundown as to what's going to be happening. And like I was saying, that the plains of Arafat is so, so blessed. And it's not only confined to a specific spot. You know, when if you have been for Hajj, and when you go to the plains of Arafah, you get there early in the morning, about 8:30, 9:30, and you settle in. You know, when I went in 2019, it was now they were saying it's very different. The camps and the tents are very different. Now they have air conditioning and they got like a Masonite board. But when we were there, it's like how over here in South Africa, you have like a marquee, a tent. And we just had one of the ulama that are there, and they were explaining to us, you know, at the time from 12, quarter past 12, to about 4:30, it was 4:30, okay, fine. We were making our dua, and he says, you make lots and lots of dua, ask for your heart desires, obviously, your jais duas, what you need to ask. And on that particular year, it rained in the Mubarak lands of Arafat, and it was beautiful, beautiful. You couldn't even feel that, you know what, it was as though, you know, like how here in South Africa you have that rain and you're like, no, it's a stinging rain. But there it was Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, subhanallah. It was so beautiful, you know, that rain. It was when it was raining on you, you feel as though Allah's mercy is befalling upon you. So it was amazing, alhamdulillah. But inshallah, we're going to try and get hold of my brother, Abdullah. And inshallah, we're just going to go for... We're just going to go for a small nasheed break. We're going to play the tarbiyah, the shirik, and we're going to just try and get a hold of a brother Abdullah Abu Bakr.
لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
لبيك
إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لبيك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد.
It's 25 minutes past 10 Central African time, and in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, and Palestine in the Middle East countries, it's about 25 past 11 their time. And today being the 9th of Dhul Hijjah in the lands and the plains of Arafat. You know, every time I speak and I hear about the time at the time of Hajj, it brings back so many memories. Alhamdulillah, you know, just close your eyes and you can picture yourself in those plains of Arafat. You know, the Hujjaj that are walking around, they're exploring new places that are there, and it's different compared to when they were in Makkah and Medina. And on the line we have Haji Abdullah Abu Bakr. Haji Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you? How are you feeling? How's your experience? Tell us more, man, about your Hajj experience. And now that you're on the plains of Arafah, you're in the Mubarak lands where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were there. Tell us, how is your emotion? What's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, I'm feeling very well. At the moment, we are in Arafat in the tents. It's quite hot outside. There is a little bit of a restriction also on us going out because of the heat. Brothers are making their way to make wudu and make usal to Zohar Salah. Everybody's in good spirits, very united. Brothers from all over South Africa. And we all are looking forward to our time at Arafat. So we're just preparing for Zohar Salah. Inshallah, after Zohar Salah, we will, during the wukuf time, we'll be going out around 3 p.m. when it gets a little bit cooler.
Now, from Mina to Arafat, what time did you leave Mina?
We left Mina immediately after Fajr Salah, and the buses were waiting for us. There was a group also who did the walking hajj, so they left at 1 a.m. And I believe that they reached Arafat just after Fajr Salah.
Oh, okay.
So the bus didn't take too long. It was about 15-20 minutes by bus.
Okay, shukran. What time are you going to be performing your Zohar Salah, Brother Abdullah?
Just after half past 12.
So that's after half past 12.
So we will be performing our Zohar.
Okay, so I got like another 4 minutes.
We'll perform Salah in the tents. And then...
Oh, okay, so I got another 3 minutes with you, no? And... If you want to pass any message on to your family, make special dua for the people in South Africa as well, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and our water, the countries where they are suffering, all our Muslim brothers and sisters, any special message that you have for the Ummah?
Inshallah, I think the top priority duas on everybody's list is for forgiveness of all the sins of all the Ummah. Inshallah. And
the
people of Palestine, you know,
uplift them. Gee. But I know your heart must be full with mixed emotions that, you know what, you think to yourself, Ya Allah, you have brought me here to this Mubarak land of Arafat. You know, my Hajj, you accepted because they say Arafat is Hajj, and you are actually standing there and, like, you can't believe it. You know, I understand where you're coming from, because if another person would ask you, Hajj is Arafat, and if somebody has to ask you, you know what, explain your feeling. And I tell everybody, a Haji will tell you these words. It's unexplainable. Words cannot describe what you are going through right now.
It's unexplainable. Definitely. We're just all hopeful, you know, and making dua that Allah has accept our efforts, inshallah.
Ameen.
And accept all our duas, one way or another, and give us all that is good for us.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Brother Abdullah, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I say Jazakallah khairan to you. You know, you came on yesterday, and now you came on today, taking out your time for the Ummah at large. You know, it's a beautiful feeling. Allah Ta'ala accept your Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor to you and your family, inshallah.
Ameen.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan. Fi amalina, my brother Haji Abdullah Abu Bakr. You remember us in your du'as, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, that was now we call him Haji Abdullah Abu Bakr. You know, you give him the honorable title. He is now in the plains of Arafah. And they're going to be getting ready for the Dhuhr Salah. Like he mentioned, they're going to read the Dhuhr Salah at 12:30, that is 11:30 Central African time. And no, truly, it's an experience unexplainable. Allah Ta'ala make it possible for each and every one of us, those that haven't been for Hajj, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy and grant each and every one of you the opportunity to undertake this Mubarak journey of Hajj. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The numbers are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. It's 10:30 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to be going for our Takbir, and we will try and get a lecture, inshallah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك 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 لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك 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 لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك
سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد
فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس، إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are very well aware, we have approached towards the end of Zilhijjah, and very near is the starting of the new Islamic year. This is the period where we find that many of the Hujjaj were blessed with the opportunity to perform Hajj. Most of them have already returned, and the last few are coming in. With regards to that, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the directive we received in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we should try to meet the Hujjaj and request them for du'as, because they are the fortunate recipients of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is found in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which I mentioned just now, wherein he said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma qfil lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj, that Allah forgive the haji and forgive the one on whose behalf the haji seeks forgiveness. In fact, it comes in one riwayat that for 400 households, the du'as of the haji of forgiveness and maghfirat will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the poet says, Ala kulli zuwari daril habib, Ala kulli zuwari daril habib, Hani'an lakum fil jinanil khuludi, Afidhu alayna min al-ma'i fayda, Fanahnu utashun wa antum murudu. He says, listen, say to the one that has visited the house of my beloved, that is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hani'an lakum fil jinanil khulud, glad tidings, mubarak to you. For if this journey of Hajj of yours was carried out correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed you Jannat forever and ever. Afidhu alayna min al-ma'i fayda. So some of the water, the blessings which you have acquired, pass it on to me also. فَنَحْنُ عُطَاشٌ وَأَنْتُمْ مُرُودُ, because we are thirsty. We have not been blessed with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with. وَأَنْتُمْ مُرُودُ, and you have drunk to your full from the cup of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness and love. So one is the directive of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet the haji and request the haji for du'as. But very, very important, my respected brothers, and unfortunately we find that this is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which is being exhibited nowadays, wherein he said that the amal and the actions of deen will be carried out, but the barakat and the blessings of those amal and actions will no longer be found. With regards to Hajj, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ, a time will come upon my ummah, تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَا أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهُ وَأُوسَاتُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ وَفُقَرَاؤُهُمْ لِلْمَسَأَلَةِ وَقُرَّاؤُهُمْ لِلرِّيَاءِ وَالسُّمْعَةِ, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that Hajj will be made by the wealthy people as a form of holiday, by the middle classes for business, by the poor people for begging, and by the ulama and the fuqaha in order to show off that certain sheikh made so many Hajj and certain sheikh made so many Hajj. We find that in this hadith is reference to a time which will come upon the ummah where the haqiqat and the essence of the amal of deen would have come out of the ummah. This amal of hajj is so comprehensive that not only those that proceed for hajj, but those who are left behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, amal are multiplied. The Qurbani which takes place on the 10th of Zilhijjah takes place internationally, not only in Mina. So that the entire Ummah every year is reminded of the haqiqat and the reality of Hajj. So that the entire Ummah, a revision of the sabak, of the lessons of Hajj occur. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, not only with Hajj but with other amal of deen, there is that tabqa and that group that will know how to carry out the amal. But to a very large extent, the haqiqat, the reality, the jazba, the zeal, what is required from Sharia through that amal, that has been lost to the ummah. And this is a direct result of the ummah having forsaken its primary and principal responsibility. And that is the spreading of Allah's deen on this earth. The enjoining of good, the forbidding of evil, da'wat and tabligh was a responsibility that had been placed on the shoulders of the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And 1400 years ago he prophesied that when the ummah collectively will fail to fulfill this responsibility, then hurimat barakatul wahi. The barakat, the blessings of wahi, of deen, of ibadat will be taken away from the ummah. Amal will take place, but the reality of amal will no longer be found. What is the haqiqat of Hajj? What is the reality of this amal? Forget the reality being found. Unfortunately, many of us in this gathering, we don't want to run anybody down, would have went for Hajj this year or been for Hajj many times. And we have returned back and still we don't know what the haqiqat of Hajj is. The entire exercise of the amal of Hajj, the masail of Hajj, would have been carried out perfectly. But the haqiqat and the reality to the 2 or 2.5 million people, illa mashallah, more than 90%, even the realization of what the haqiqat is will not have dawned upon the minds of the hearts. Ulama say basically three things have to be found in this exercise of Hajj. And the entire ummah globally every year through the exercise of Hajj has to be reminded of these three things. The first is the essence of Arafat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. That Arafat is Hajj itself. Now what is the sabak of Arafat? What is the lesson behind Arafat? For that, we have to go back to the first two Hajis that ever performed Hajj. Abu al-Bashar, the father of humanity and the mother of humanity, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa alayhi salam. What was the first Hajj and what was the foundation of it? What is the history of Jabal al-Rahmah? Where after 40 years of crying, 40 years of beseeching Allah for His forgiveness, the Tawbah of Adam alayhi salam was accepted in Arafat. So ulama explained the haqiqat of Arafat is Tawbah. To make sincere Tawbah. Unfortunately, many of us don't even realize what is Tawbah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, Istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfar. He said the type of Tawbah that the zalim of the ummah today is making is that istighfar and Tawbah for which he has to make Tawbah for. Because the element or the realization or the determination in the heart to change is no longer found. People are going for Hajj every year. People are going for Umrah again and again. Ramadan upon Ramadan is coming. This night will be Ashura and Muharram. The masjid for that period gets full. Du'as, repentance for that period occurs. But in the heart there is no determination that I have to change. That is why if he was clean shaven before Hajj, he is still clean shaven after Hajj. If he has that satellite dish and that haram in his home that is destroying the iman of his wife and children, before Hajj, he is still there after Hajj. So what was his Arafah? What was the Tawbah that he made? Hasan Basri rahimahullah It was mentioned to him, Al-Hajj al-Mabroor, Laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. Hajj al-Mabroor, there is no other recompense but Allah has guaranteed Jannah. When he hears this, he says, Ayatu dhalik, an yarja zahidan fi dunya, ra'iban fi akhirah. He says, what is the sign of Hajj al-Mabroor? That when the Haji returns, he returns with the disattachment of this dunya in his heart and the inclination for akhirat in his heart. What the Hajis of today are returning with, if you want to know, then go to the airport and observe the customs when the Hajis are returning. One is the fruits of the shopping expedition, that put it one side. Allah forgive us, we are going to that Mubarak land. We are going to that birthplace of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And instead of returning with the jazba and zeal of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from there, Allah forgive us, there are many hajis who are returning with haram things from there. And under what excuse, under what premise? We say it has the barakat of the sands of Makkah and Medina. Mawlana Ihsan sahab, Dhaun Barakat, one of our elders, he says, why don't you realize that those things that you are buying there are not even made there? They are made elsewhere by people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. It is exported there instead of spending your time where you're supposed to spend it. You spend it in the wrong places and you acquire from those Mubarak places things under the name of barakat and blessings that are not manufactured there. He said, if you are pursuing the barakat and blessings of those places, then bring the sand and the water of that place. Don't bring anything else from there. He said, the sign of Hajj Mabroor is that the Haji returns with the inclination of akhirat and disattachment of this world. Then they told him, Hajj al-Mabroor, Jaza'uhu al-Maghfirah. Hajj al-Mabroor, the return of it, the recompense, the reward for it is maghfirat and forgiveness from Allah. So he said, Ayatu dhalik, an yada' sayya ma kana alayhi min al-amal. You are saying that through Hajj al-Mabroor, my Allah will make the maghfirat of the Haji. Let me tell you what is the sign of maghfirat. Let me tell you what is the sign of tawbah. That when the Haji returns, or through the exercise of Hajj, you will see that the haram that was found in the life of this person is no longer there. If at Fajr time he was sleeping, you will now find him in the masjid at the time of Fajr. If he had music blaring in his business, you will find that music off now. If he was engaged in riba, in gambling, in zina, whatever it may have been, the doors of Allah's mercy are open, but Allah forgive us. These opportunities are given to us, the niyat is not even there in the heart to change. We just make lip service tawbah. We just make lips, sometimes even shed, tears are shed. But the niyat, the determination that I must change is not there. Abu Ishaq Isfaraini, rahimahullah, a great muhaddis, he says, 30 years I made dua to Allah to give me tawbatun nasuh, sincere tawbah. Then he says, one day I started thinking, 30 years you are making dua for something simple, tawbat, sincere tawbah. What is so great about that? That for 30 years you are making this dua. Then he says, I fell asleep. And in my dream, a voice called out to me, that, oh Abu Ishaq, you feel you are asking for something insignificant. Do you realize what is sincere tawbah? What it means when you make tawbah? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hal tadruna man ittayib? Do you know who is the one who made tawbah? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who is the one who made tawbah? Not the one who said, oh Allah, forgive me. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mafhum of the hadith, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ لِبَاسَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ وَلَمْ يُبَدِّلْ مَجْلِسَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. He said, if my ummati makes tawbah with his tongue, but his dressing does not come onto sunnah, his company does not change from impious people to pious people, if he had done somebody down, he does not redress that wrong, If his life does not come back onto deen and he made tawbah, Allah's Rasul says, Laysa bita'ib, he has not made tawbah. So the haqiqat and the reality of Hajj, of Arafat, first and important, my respected brothers, is we have to make tawbah. Sincere tawbah, which means the life has to change. This voice called out to Abu Ishaq Isfahani, you think you asked for something insignificant, O Abu Ishaq. What you asked for was very great, because you asked, by asking for tawbatun nasuha, you were asking to become the beloved of Allah. Because Allah says in His Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Those who make sincere tawbah, those who are hurt by their wrongs, those who change their lives, know and understand that Allah loves you. He says, by asking for tawbatun nasuha, you are asking that you become the beloved of Allah. The second haqiqat of Hajj, and this, my respected brothers, it surprises one. It is astonishing how far away this ummah has drifted away from the seerah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this entire exercise of Hajj takes place. In the newspapers we see the pictures of the millions that are gone there, those that haven't gone. We are reminded, nowadays we are getting live broadcasts from Mina and from Arafat. Even the dua of Arafat is being transmitted live. But we do not identify with what was the Mina of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the cry? What was the pain? What was the concern in his heart? His Hajj didn't start with Hajjatul Wada. His Hajj started in Makkah. When Nubuwwat started, Hajj started. In Mina, 10 to 10, person to person, year in, year out, during the days of Hajj, a solitary individual would go. One youngster says, I stood on top of mountain of Abu Qubais and I looked down at Mina and I saw this person going from 10 to 10 saying to the people, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say La ilaha illallah, you will be successful. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَثَى عَلَيْهِ التُّرَابِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ. Some of the people spat in his face. Some people picked up sand and flung it at him. They scoffed at him, they beat him, they mocked him, they insulted him. Yet he says, relentlessly, I saw this individual going person to person, person to person, حَتَّى انْتَصَفَ النَّهَارِ, until the sun had reached its zenith and he became exhausted and sat down. Then a young girl, crying, comes running to him. She wipes his face. He says to her, لَا تَخْشَي عَلَىٰ أَبِيكِ الْغَيْلَىٰ. Do not fear, Allah will not disgrace your father. He says, I asked my father, who is this person? My father told me that that is Muhammad bin Abdullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2.5 million hajis have walked the plains of the same Mina. How many of us have turned the clock back 1400 years? How many of us have identified with that pain and that cry that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina? When he went, may yuwini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there to shelter me? Who is there to help me? Who is there to become my assistant? He is begging. Who is there to become my assistant in what? To make tabligh of this deen. He was calling the kuffar to assist him to make tabligh of his deen. Today the believing ummah, today the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who give love service to his ishq and his muhabbat, are we making tabligh of his deen? Have we become his helpers to spread the kalima of Allah on this earth? Have we become his helpers? Have we accepted his call of Mina that he made to disbelievers? Become my helper to make tabligh of this deen. Or has tabligh been relegated to the work of a jamaat or a group or an organization? Or has tabligh been relegated to a situation where we make dua? The tabligh jamaat is very good. They are one group, we are another group. What was the essence of his Hajj? That in Mina, on the 11th of Dhul-Hijjah, he mounts his camel. Sahaba say, he spoke with such vehemence that his voice resounded. They said every tent in Mina could hear his voice. It resounded. Abu Yazid Raqashi radiallahu anhu, his uncle holding the rein of his camel. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, standing next to the camel. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivers his impassioned cry to his ummat. Time is very limited. Where he says to them, in no uncertain terms, this is my wada, this is my farewell, next year you will not see me. One question, one cry, one concern in his heart, that same cry that 13 years in Makkah resounded in Mina, where he went, who is going to help me? Who is going to be my assistant to make tabligh of this deen? Hal balagh? Oh my Sahaba, have I conveyed? Have I fulfilled the responsibility of tabligh? Quran had commanded, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O my Nabi, make tabligh of this deen. When the Rasul is addressed, ask the ulama. When the Rasul is addressed, the ummat is addressed. O my Nabi and his ummat, Allah is saying, not Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, and not the tabligh jamaat, Allah is saying, make tabligh of this deen. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ. If you do not do so, you have not fulfilled your risalat. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And oh my Nabi, make tabligh fearlessly. Because as long as you and your ummah will make tabligh, Allah will protect you from your enemies. Ulama explain the protection, ismat from Allah for this ummah, for its home, for its life, for its property, for the izzat of its women and children, is linked to this ummah fulfilling the responsibility of tabligh. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah will not let your enemy overpower you as long as you are making tabligh. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who understood his cry more? Who loved him more? He stands on the minbar 1 year, on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, 1 year after the demise of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَدْ خَنَقَتْهُ الْعَبَرَةِ. With the tears pouring down his cheeks, he says, قَدْ سَمِعْتُ عَامَ هَذَا الْأَوَّلِ. Exactly 1 year ago, on the same minbar, I heard my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to his ummah, مَا تَرَكَ قَوْمٌ الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا دَمْلَ أَذَلَّهُمُ اللَّهِ وَمَا تَرَكَ قَوْمٌ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ إِلَّا عَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعِقَابٍ. He said, I heard my beloved 1 year ago on the same minbar saying to you, O my ummah, as long as you will strive in the path of Allah, Allah will not disgrace you. And as long as you will enjoin the good and forbid the evil and make da'wah and tabligh, Allah's azab will be kept away. If you fail to do this, عَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعِقَابٍ. The seas will turn against you. The land will turn against you. The enemies, their hearts will be hardened and they will become the oppressors that will mercilessly oppress you. Hal balagh, O my Sahaba, have I conveyed? Have I fulfilled the responsibility of tabligh that had been placed on my shoulders? There was no question whatsoever of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam having not fulfilled that responsibility. We just have to look at his life. We have to look at his Mina. Look at Taif. Look at Makkah. Look at Medina. That same Mubarak land. That same Ziyarat.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.